So the Ukrainians have attacked the Russians in the Donbas, and they've attacked Russians in Russia. What does this tell you? Whether is this attack in Russia just the last gasp of a dying administration, knowing that it's about to be defeated in war?
That seems to be the opinion of Russian political commentators and political officials across the board, that the Ukrainians are desperate to create a provocation that would get Russia to act in a way that could trigger a NATO intervention. I think what we saw today is that Russia did respond to what happened in Belgorod, but it was a response that was limited to strategic and military targets. There was no revenge strike against Ukrainian civilians, nor will there be, because that's not how Russia operates. So I think the Russian government has this situation under control. But I can tell you it's very, very difficult because, as you know, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the other day that what happened in Belgorod made his blood boil. It made everybody's blood in Russia boil. They are so angry about what happened. But this anger is not translating into revenge. What it's doing is doubling down on their absolute commitment
All
to
right.
see
So,
this war through.
wear your hat as a military strategist and observer. What happened in Belgorod and why did it happen?
What happened in Belgorod is that the Ukrainians used their own domestic production of multiple launch rocket system and some Czechoslovakian provided systems that were equipped with cluster munitions. And they fired them into the center of the city where they knew that Russian civilians were gathering to celebrate the New Year, gathering in a market, gathering in a Christmas market. And it was done specifically to kill innocent civilians, to generate terror among the Russian population. That's what happened.